The questioning of the director in what efforts the directee is making is merely an exploration of possible reasons for the apparent absence of God. The Dark Night of the Soul is recognised in itself as being profound spiritual consolation, however painful it might be to the person experiencing it. It is not my own personal experience, but people have told me of it being theirs. As Rohr has suggested, and implicit in what St. Ignatius is saying, both our efforts and grace are involved in the encounter with God and in making step six. Richard Rohr goes on to talk about paradox. Almost all spirituality has a paradoxical character to it, which is why the totally rational or dualistic mind invariably misses the point and just calls things it does not understand wrong, heresy, or stupid. I love paradox, how you can be neither and both at the same time. One of the books I have read that has deeply influenced me is The Way of Paradox by Cyprian Smith, which is about the spiritual life as taught by Master Eckhart. If you're on your toes, you will know that the quote at the top of my blog is from Master Eckhart. I loved this book. I understood some of it, but by no means all of what I read. It might be time for a reread, after Revelations of Divine Love by Julian of Norwich. Smith says of Eckhart's spiritual path, two apparently opposed realities will be brought by him into clashing confrontation until the dualism separating them is transcended and their underlying unity emerges like sunlight after rain.